Blog Talk Radio.
What is up? This is The Diary, and this is your host, Tracy Jackson, Stacy Johnson, the youngest of my mom and daddy's babies, and my sister Mignon's youngest sister, and the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and a Negro that knows how to make shit happen. So that's what we're talking about today, and thank you for joining me. If you join me early, late, or in between, I appreciate the opportunity to be here and to re-get everything together, because the last time I did my show, and it's very, I like emptiness now that I have a nice, huge apartment to live in. It's got what I need, almost, but it's got what I need. So you probably hear echoes and music and all kind of stuff. So, you know, the last time I did the show, I wasn't too cool, but you know what? My spirit's always cool because I know who I believe in. And that's what everything is all about, is what you believe in, you will get. So today I'm talking about stuff that, you know, we as black people, we believe in church really a lot. Either we don't go because we know it's fake, or we go and it's just our everything. You know what I mean? There's like kind of like, to me, I've never met anybody that's in between black people. And being a black person, the one thing God knows and I know and my parents taught me to do is to love black people. Whether it's my black self, my black children, my black community, old black people, black dogs. I love black people. And I was raised to love black people. I was raised to love my culture. I saw what my parents did. And I'm getting kind of fuzzy. And, you know, sometimes when much is given, much really is required of your ass. You understand? And being 49 this year, a beautiful 49, of 150 more years I will have to go, I'm telling God. I'm going to be the first woman to live till 200 because I know how life works. And if I can reverse some of the shit that happened 48 years ago, which you can if your mind is right, God will have you here doing his work for a long, long time if that is your choice. And I realized at 46 years old that, you know what, well, I really knew at 12, but the world will fuck you up in between 12 and 48 if you hear me say yes, okay? But God will always bring you back because that's his job. That's his purpose. That's why you were here, for him to bring you back to where he needs you to be. And hopefully the things over your lifetime, if you're listening to him, which is also your job, he will bring you back. And I thank God he brought me back. You know, I was too much like my mama, I guess. So it was already in me. I tell you how I feel, and you didn't like it. So I would tend to be by myself with the Bible often. And that's the best thing that could have happened to me. Because I stood on God's word and how God made me feel. And that's what everything is all about as a human being, God talking to you and how it makes you feel. He gave us five senses not to just be freaky deek with them. He gave it to us so we can understand what we should feel and what we should not feel. And that's what this is all about. What your church should be teaching you is that you are not this physical being that if all you think about is sex, that's all you gonna get. If you're not this physical being, if all you think about is food, that's all you're gonna get. You're not this physical being only that if all you think about is bullshit and death and bullshit and death, that's all you're gonna get. You are a spiritual being first. First. And if your church ain't teaching you that shit, you need to pack it up, ask them for your money back, and send it to www.tracyjackson.com. Because this is what this shit is all about. You are a creator. And the life that you have led so far is a life that you have created. And it all starts in your cute little brain. And you can change those things. Yes, the things that happened to me 48 years ago that I didn't like, I can go back every night and ask God to revise that shit. And that's the magic of being a human being as opposed to a dog or a frog. And if your church ain't teaching you that shit, then you need to come listen to Tracy Jackson every day from 1 to 1:30 on Blog Talk Tracy Jackson Show. You understand? So that's what this is all about, because I did it myself. At some point, all this churchy stuff never worked. And how long has the church been in existence? Forever. And look how bad off people are. So we ain't even going to go there, because that's not part of what I'm talking about. You are a creator. So what I like to think of this, and I bootlegged it off of somebody. You know, I'm not this smart. I didn't come up with this shit myself. You know what? God came up with it. Because when I sought, I found. And that's why I tell my baby girl, I said, Jesse, you know what? Me and you, we got a special bond that'll never end. She said, oh, Mom. Yeah, because you know why? Back when I lost my job, you came in one day, you said, hey, Mom, have you remembered a secret? And from that point on, I started to study. And the secret will lead you to one place, and if you keep one and learn, it'll lead you to another place, and that place will lead you to the back to the Bible. And you know, black people, we need to talk about the Bible. So we need to be led back to the Bible. And what I'm talking about is being led back to the Bible and what's real and what your church, again, should be teaching you. Okay? So that's what we're talking about. Okay. So how did all this shit begin, and why did I end up living in hotel, motel, and Holiday Inns for the past 2 years? So that needs to be reviewed, because that's the most important part of this whole thing, because I could have been just like everybody else and said, fuck it. I'll do what Massa say. I'll be treated different, Massa. But I said no, because you know what? My mama was born in 1920-something, and my daddy was born in 1912-something. And you know what? It's about time that they last kid born in 64. Really? I got to sit and watch a white man being able to pay his rent on the last day of the month, and you hustling me by the fist? I said, you know something? My spirit, the spirit that I am first. You see what I'm saying? Because I chose, and that's why I'm always be blessed, and that's why you'll always be blessed. And I'm trying to tell you, Tracy ain't no different than the rest of you. Because I chose what was right in my spirit and said, you know what, body, you just going to have to deal with this shit because this ain't right. And for my mom and my daddy, who's dead today, who would say, you know what, baby, that ain't right. I don't know what you need to do, but you need to do something, because the white man can't just pay his rent when he wants to. And what it resulted in is me going to court, which was fucked up too. Okay, I went to court, and when I showed up, and my rent was $1,580 a month, okay? And what the fucked up part about it is they knew I was Tracy Jackson by herself. This white man had a wife with a job, and he was on a hustle like me. So it's not like he just by himself and they let him pay the last month. I'm by myself. You see what I'm saying? And again, I think that's against the Civil Rights Act of 1965. Let's not forget about that shit. That white people that probably at the Tamron Ranch never had to deal with, because every Negro just ran or do whatever the hell they told, whatever they was told to do. Not Tracy Jackson. I put my physical because I knew my spiritual wasn't in line with this bullshit and what my mother and father taught me. So if I had to deal with some physical bullshit because of it, living hotel, motel, Holiday fucking inn, you treating me like shit, guess what? Because I serve a God of justice, and I'm going to show you in Isaiah. I'll go back all the way to Isaiah. I ain't even got to go to Jesus. Because Jesus, again, if your church ain't teaching you this, they ain't teaching you. Jesus is the manifestation of everything Isaiah had to say. And so are you. So what Isaiah said in the 60th chapter and all the way through, and Zion, and that's down, that's on 48th and Western. That should be Zion right there. It sure the hell is here in Camarillo. Zion. Because you know what? I learned what God is and what God's not. And what God is not is a judgmental thing that looks at me every Sunday and Wednesday and says, you're doing that wrong, and I need 10%, baby, and we can get it right. No, hell no. And hell no. The hell is what you create in your mind. Heaven, also a state of mind. We ain't even got to what I want to talk about. So when you start, you think about three things, all the letters of start. First is S. You got to look at your self-image. And in order to start this new way of life, which Jesus all gave us and taught us, he didn't give it to us because we already had it. He showed us is what he did. Okay? So we start with the S, which is your self-image. And you need to go way back in Isaiah and say, you know, this is what I was, but this is what I am now. And you need to look at Jesus. This is what I was, and this is what I am now. T, you need to have a target. What do you want? What do you want? I want to make $2,000 a week, or at least $5,000 in a month, so that way I ain't got to worry about nothing and nobody. Okay? I actually made the target $1,200 a day, but I'm almost there. A, is that an A? S-T-A? You need to have what? Oh, shoot. Hold on. You need to have an A. Oh, well, see, that's what, see, because I'm faulty on that part, so I forgot it. See, God is good, because I'm not perfect on any of this, but I know how to get it. Action. Get your ass up and do something. Every day. Okay? Action. Get your ass up and do something. R, there's going to be responses to everything you do, so be aware. Be responsive to those things. If you send out an ad, Stacy, in Craigslist, and 10,000 people call, send you an email, at least call four of them back. It may mean all the money you need for the week. You feel me? Okay? And T, be tenacious. Don't ever give up. All right, so that's starting. That's what we're going to go through. But self-image is our very first thing, because you have to understand that we all are made in the image and likeness of God, and everything that Jesus did, we have the ability to do. And we are a spiritual being that are made, we're made of two different things, our conscious and our subconscious self. And we talked about that before. And you have to be able to relate and to convince yourself to have anything, all you have to do to have anything on this earth. That's what Bill Gates was able to do. He was able to convince himself that he could put a single computer on everybody's desk. He was able to convince himself that he was able to do that, and that mother did it. And gets $100 every time everybody in the world buys a computer. Because your creative mind is what connects with God. Spirit to spirit shall meet, and God will give you something. Yeah, he wasn't IBM, but he made what IBM and Apple do. They made everything already created 10 times better. That's what I'm doing. I'm making, estimating and doing all this shit, and I'm making it 10 times better than what they're used to. And that's not a competitive thing. That's a creative thing, because spirit to spirit shall meet, and you are a spiritual being first. Look at your body. Look at your life. Look at your children. That is a reflection of everything that has been going on in your mind about your body and your children and your life. Look at your money. That is a reflection of everything that has been going on in your mind about your money. When Stacy said, well, I'll start walking around the house, motel room. Okay, now, when I got this place, yes, a family member helped me, thank God, because all I've been talking about and all I've been doing is helping family members that reached out to me. So guess what? A family member helped me we got things together. Stacy, we got things together. You feel me? So what I was out there doing, getting back what I'd already given out, okay? And that's what life is about. You're going to get back what you give out. So let's go back to start, and let's go back to the prophets, because that's what it's all about. Now, the prophets, if you know anything about any of the prophets, or if you go back and get a Bible that is a history Bible and also a study Bible, you need a study Bible. Because, yeah, everybody quotes, when you go to church, they quote New Testament, Old Testament. Well, if they're quoting any of the prophets, the first thing the prophets rejected was organized religion, because it breaks up how you worship God. It externalizes worship, which idolizes worship. So my things I'm looking at look better than the things you looking at. So we got to go kill each other and whatever and outlaw this and that. So the things that I got that mean God look better than the things that you got that mean God, a Catholic church with all that gold. The prophets, no. Worship is internal, because we are spiritual beings first, and your outer reflects your inner. So as leaders in churches, I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to be trying to explain to you that first and foremost that you are a spiritual being and that it is a duty to get your spiritual life in order, okay? The universal blessing of mankind, often promised by God through the prophets, and Jesus was Jesus, okay? This end time was to become personalized. That's why I say you are creator. It was to become personalized. Okay, so when Jesus said, and after and before the world was made flesh, right, and confer its full benefit on us through what we say, the word made flesh, the new covenant, through his or our life, death, and resurrection. So, now I'm going to say personal examples. Okay, so I got a place to stay, had all the money. Well, first of all, you a spiritual being. Your spirit has two parts. The part that you deal with when we walk around like I'm talking every day, the thing that's choosing the words that I say, hopefully from my non-spiritual part that I've been thinking and praying God for, that, you know, the right words come out. So hopefully my subconscious back there is pushing all the conscious stuff that I'm saying out correctly. You have two minds. You communicate with God when you're sleeping. Now, I'm not the first one to think about this, so I need you to do some homework while we're gone. And I need you to look at or go on YouTube and look for, the first of all, the thing that will bless your life immensely is if you subscribe to what's called audioenlightenment.com. These are the enlightened thinkers that have the balls to say, yes, yes, there is a God, but he's not this mystical being that we can't get a hold to, that we are not just like. Audioenlightenment.com, you need to look up two people. Neville Goddard, N-E-V-I-L-L-E-G-O-D-D-A-R-D. Isn't that cute? God even made his spelling of his name rhyme, so people will remember. Neville Goddard, Feeling is the Secret. It's about 12 minutes. Listen to it. Other dude, Joseph Murphy, The Magic of Faith. Listen to it. Listen to it over and over. Black people need God. There is a God. But there is a science to God, and that science of God made us. And there is a way that we work with him. If we know that way, we can conquer anything. All of that's true. And there is a way to scientifically put your body in that realm. If you can feel on the outside the thing that you so envision on the inside, you have it. Case in point. When I got the place, I needed my deposit, $500, rent, $11, over $1,000, thinking I was good. I got everything. Excuse me, you're going to need another month because of this and that. I'm like, what? I thought I was out the game. And I was thinking, well, you know what? What am I doing? God can do anything. He got me this far. He took me from $60 a day to $250 a day, from $1,000 a month to $5,000 a month. How come he can't just give me this extra money in these next couple days? Because he is me and I and him. Everybody knows I'm in my place today. Because I assume the feeling that would be mine if God said, yes, here is your money, baby. Because you believe in me, you never. And again, you're here because you said no, white man. Even though you're getting away with it now, in the long run, justice takes time. God's a God of justice. That's what Isaiah said. And that's why I love Isaiah. Let's see, Isaiah 60 is where I'd like to start. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the bride, okay, that Isaiah's talking about. You are too. Okay, the mission of the afflicted, basically, 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. You know why he has anointed me? Because he's delivered me from everything that I thought was a problem. And it's because I reached out to him first. And every time I reached out to a person, it was always a no. When I said, God, well, you know, even my son Chris was with me at a time where, you know what, when we reached out to people, it was a no. Let's just sit here and believe in God. Always a yes. He has sent me to bring glad tidings, baby, and for you to know that you are a tripart being. God is your third, but your spiritual or your conscious and subconscious, they need to work together. If you can feel that on the outside, if you could take those senses that you have on the outside and feel that feeling as if the wish, listen to Feeling is a Secret. Listen to The Magic of Faith. This ain't Stacy. This is Stacy that used that shit. In 3 days, Stacy had what Stacy needed. And Stacy ain't no different than anybody else on God's green earth. But who much is given, much is required. And I am so blessed to have the parents that I do that I'm like, you know what? And going back to my love of black people, I made the Association of African American Single Mothers. My kids are babies. They're 25, 22, 20. Nothing ever jumped up. But you know what always was there is my love of trying to help black people. In no other place in our lives, black people are confused than in church. We are very confused about church. And we need to understand that if your pastor isn't teaching you that kind of, that's a stepping board. Listen to that stuff. Listen to that stuff. And it doesn't hurt you to try. If you need a, and that works for your people too. If you can feel the feeling of your children having wonderful, valid, good relationships, as I did when I found out my daughter was about to do something crazy, and then you know I start praying to God this ain't what, and all of a sudden everything starts changing. That's how Jesus helped people heal, because those people really did want the best for themselves, and Jesus was able to convince them to see themselves in the condition that they wanted to be in. He also shared that love, that condition you want to be in is a love of something that you really want. It's a desire. So love births all things. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So you don't need, if there's anybody telling you anything other than you and God alone can make everything happen in your life, if there's a love component in it, if it's in line with the laws of the universe and the laws of God, which is love, that's why somebody that loves hateful things can make that happen, because that's what they love. So if that's what you love and that's what you're putting out there in your spirit, then that's what you're going to get. But I'm talking about loving things that are good and kind and of a good nature and reporting things that will last, because only the things of God will last. So that's what we talk about every Sunday. Is the START programs. First is your S. If you don't understand or have a better self-image of yourself, you can't have the things that you ultimately want. Your self-image is have that feeling that you would have as if the wish was fulfilled. I went from ratty motels to less ratty to less ratty to really good to, bam, an apartment, because I kept seeing myself so much better than this. But then again, I have a story to tell that's far beyond this stuff. Everything that I am faced with, God is going to deliver me, because I have a bigger story to tell than just a small one. So everything God puts in front of me, I'm going to succeed, and this is just another thing. And now I'm going on to the next thing. But any person of enlightenment, they're supposed to want to bring everybody with them. And the truth of everything is what I'm telling you. So it's not Stacy. It's listen to Neville, listen to Mr. Murphy. He's like, oh, wow, and just try it. It ain't going to hurt you, but I'm going to take a break because I'm dry, all right? So this sounds kind of crazy. So I already stored up crazy cat, because I'm a crazy cat that wants all my crazy dudes and cats to prosper. It don't take but 30 days to change anything from bad to good. When you overfill your mind with the things of God, then the things of God begin to grow. It's really simple. Church and God and having things and prospering and success, it's not something that's hard. It's something that you have to discipline yourself to do. And you have to do those three things. You have I wrote it down. Life, death, and resurrection. We as humans, that's our journey also, not just Jesus. Okay, we're celebrating that next week, or Palm Sunday, Hosanna, Hosanna. Well, that's you too. You were born. You did that part. Now you need to die. Stacy has died and risen. And I'm trying to teach everybody to do the same thing. So this is Crazy Cat, and I'm finna play this. I'm finna be right back. Thank you. All right, okay. This is a diary, and this is your crazy cat, Tracy Jackson, Stacey Johnson, the director of Association of African American Single Mothers, Jesse Freddie and Chris's Mind, Eli's grandma, and I'm pretty good and pretty happy now. We need to finish that story on just getting kicked out of my apartment. Okay, so I didn't just get kicked out. Well, I did. They chose to kick me out because when I went to court, I needed to give them $4,000. Tracy had $3,700. They refused to take it. So I figured, hey, I worked on it for a day. I took my money and I left, and I have a HUD case. So you know how long the hell that's going to take, but in the meantime, I've been everywhere and everything because they made sure I can't rent nowhere. So, but God is good. He's real. And we're going to see how the story ends because, it, the middle of this, I'm a new woman, you know, and it's very important for people to know everything that happens to you is because of you, is because of you. And how you feel about you is going to make you happen either to a greater degree or a lesser degree. So join me Wednesday because that's Black People Business Wednesday. I'll wrap up some other stuff on the START program, but self-image. We need to talk about that and how you develop that. You're a child of the Most High God, and you say that every day and every night, and you go to sleep with loving thoughts on who you really want to be. God will make it come to pass. This is the diary where you know I love you. And I'll see you on Wednesday, and I hope you like to listen what I got to say, because I can cuss, but God is good. I don't care. I just have to ask for forgiveness on that one. But join me Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m., and I love you, baby. Peace. Okay, now I wrote this for kids, but it works for adults because I use it like the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea. Everything goes right for me like the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea. Everything, it goes right for me like the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea. Everything, it goes right for me. Every day, sing it. Get it in your head. Watch things change. Peace, boo.